It's Out of Bounds on Albany's 783 Triple M for Motel Le Grand, Albany's premier motel and restaurant. From time to time, we like to catch up with a few local boys making it big in the AFL, and on the line now is Adelaide's Mitch McGovern. Gov, good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me, mate.
Gov, congratulations on signing with the Adelaide Football Club for another 3 years.
Yeah, thanks very much, mate. It was a bit of a long journey and a bit of a tedious journey, but we finally got the signature done, which is great.
You had a few nibbles there from Fremantle and West Coast. How big were those nibbles? Did they send people over to come and take you out for lunch and things like that?
Yeah, they dropped the line in, I guess you could say. A couple of phone calls here and there and just expressions of interest through the manager. But, it was, in the end, a pretty tough decision to choose not to come home and especially to play with the brother, especially. But I'm pretty happy with the result that I've come to.
Is that an ambition down the track? Would you like to play with Jeremy at the same club?
Yeah, potentially. We haven't played a game together, so something I think I'll look forward to potentially in the future. But in saying that, it is footy, so nothing's guaranteed, and I can't really promise anything just yet.
Well, the half-and-half jerseys that Andrew McGovern, your father, has put together, they'll get some mileage in the next few years.
Yeah, got another 3 more years of them to wear. So mum and dad are happy about that. They don't have to change jerseys. So, we're looking forward to it.
GWS in the first week. What are your thoughts on having the break? I hear you're on the golf course at the moment.
Yeah, on the golf course at the moment. The break's hit and miss, you could say. Being on top of the ladder now, if we win our first game, we get another break. So it's probably impeding a bit on our, I guess, form and our training habits. So, in a way, it's good, but in a way, it's bad at the same time. So we actually get a chance to potentially freshen up, you might say, for the first game. But, you can look at it either way, so I'm not too fazed about it, to tell you the truth.
And earlier this year, we wanted to catch up with you, but things were happening. But after the siren at the MCG against Collingwood, you saved the day for the Crows.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get my hands on that grab. And a few things sort of fell into place, and lucky that ball snuck through for a goal and after kicking that draw, which is nice for the boys. But bit of a weird situation. You haven't won, but you haven't lost. So something I definitely want to get over my footy career.
Mitch, you've been keeping an eye on the GSFL back home. You've seen North Albany there in the top part of the ladder.
Yes, I'm trying to keep myself up to date with the GSFL. It's a fierce rivalry down there between North and Royals, and I think they looking like they 1-2 at the moment.
Yeah, North are on top. In fact, North lost some points a few weeks ago for a breach, but they've managed to bounce back. So the battle's on between North, Royals and Mount Barker.
Yeah, so now looking forward to the finals campaign that the Red and Whites can uphold, and hopefully they can go for 3 in a row.
Mitch McGovern from the Adelaide Football Club signing on until 2020. Congratulations on the re-signing and best of luck in the final series. And hopefully if you go deep in September, we'll get you back on Triple M.
Yeah, thanks very much, Terry. Thanks for having me, mate.